Welcome. You're listening to the Media Talk 101 podcast. Media Talk 101 was founded in 2005 as a nonprofit ministry dedicated to teaching media discernment in the light of following Christ. Visit MediaTalk101.org for helpful articles, videos, and other resources, including our award-winning documentary, Captivated, Finding Freedom in a Media Captive Culture. And that's not our only resource. If you've not had the opportunity to attend one of our Media Talk 101 seminars, especially the one called Media Choices, Convictions, or Compromise, you can get that on DVD as well, or through our workbook titled Christianity and Entertainment. I'm your host, Philip Telfer, founder and president, and I'm back once again with my co-host, friend, and co-worker, Rhett Simpkins. Rhett, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Philip?
Really well. You know, we're in, once again, for our regular podcast listeners, we're recording remotely here. You're up in Illinois. I'm down in New Braunfels, Texas, and I think there's probably a little disparity in the temperature. So what?
Yeah, just a little bit, a little different.
Okay, what's the temperature in Illinois today?
It's about 26 degrees here.
Okay, and I heard you got a little bit of snow.
Yeah, we got a dusting, but it's hanging around.
Okay, well, no snow down here. I don't think it comes around that often. But it's a little chilly. I think it's in the 50s today. It's a nice,
That's a heat wave.
Well, you know, we're a little further south. But anyway, people really don't want to know about the weather. That's not why they generally tune into our podcast, is it?
No.
What do they want to hear about?
I think they want to know about media discernment and... you know, how they can better lead their families. And
okay, I think you're right. And so, well, we want to welcome, once again, all of our faithful podcast listeners. This is episode 33, so 33 weeks. Some of you have been here every week faithfully listening to our podcast. But we also want to welcome some new podcast listeners, some that we anticipate are going to be joining us for these podcasts, at least this one. Because we have a pretty big announcement, and we're going to be talking about something today that kind of a new audience to our ministry is very interested in. And what's that? What's our? We'll let Rhett. He's usually the co-pilot. He doesn't get all any of the fun stuff. I'm usually the one doing all the talking. So what's our announcement this week for those who are not in the know?
Okay. Well, Media Talk 101. We'll be hosting a Christian Worldview Film Festival in 2014.
That is exciting. Are you excited, Rhett?
I'm excited.
I'm very excited. And of course, you know, there's so many things that we have to say. And the reason we're anticipating some new podcast listeners is because we're going to be directing people to this, because I'm getting all sorts of questions. We just put a post out on Facebook this morning, just kind of letting people know we're working on this. And so there's a lot of questions. People are wondering a ton of things. And there are some questions we can answer, and there are some questions right now that we can't answer. But we thought this would be a great way to kind of share what we do know. So, Rhett, anticipate some of those questions for me.
Okay, sure. I guess... Why are we, you know, why is Media Talk 101 stepping out and deciding to host a film festival in the first place?
You know, that's really good. And, you know, one of the first podcast I think we did, we talked about how Media Talk 101 sometimes has been labeled anti-media or anti-technology, only because where our focus has been teaching media discernment for the media consumer. And when you do that, when you challenge people to be better discerning, I don't know, sometimes people get their toes stepped on, or you know, you touch one of those buttons, or you know, maybe you're bringing up something that has become a sacred cow. But you know, you can always go back and listen to episode one and learn more about that. But all along, you know, we have stated we're not anti-media or anti-technology. We're pro discernment. Now, for most of the time that Media Talk has been in existence, since 2005, and even before 2005, I was actually teaching around the country on this subject for 2 years prior to that. So since 2003, this has been something I have been, so 10 years I've been investing in sharing about this, it's been predominantly about media consumption. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, it's not that I haven't been very enthusiastic about media production. It's just that's where we began. Now, something's changed, though, and that's probably about in 2006 that began to change, and that's when I moved down to San Antonio from Illinois the first time, and I was invited to attend the San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival and Academy, and I was there as a guest, and I was just seeing things, and one thing that I recognized there was that a lot of the things that they were teaching was a lot of the same things that we were teaching, but it was the other side of the coin. You know, on one side of the coin, you have biblical principles for the consumer when it comes to media consumption, and they were teaching biblical principles or things that they thought were important in regard to the production of media. And you know what? There was a lot of crossover, things that I gleaned from, things that I learned, things that I was in agreement with. And you know, so for those who know me, you know that began a kind of a regular thing. I began becoming a regular attender of the Film Academy and the Film Festival there, and just taking things in. Eventually, that led to me getting fired up to make a documentary, which is our documentary Captivated. And having gone into that direction, that began to put me around more filmmakers, Christian filmmakers, young people, more mature people, and it's a really neat community of believers. But that there's also a community there that also needs to continue to be challenged to use discernment. And so the Lord's opened up doors for me in the last couple of years to participate in more events and have more opportunities to talk to people, content producers, Christian content producers, about using wisdom and discernment. And that's something that the Lord has just opened up doors for, and it's been a very exciting thing to see. And so this last year, I have been contemplating adding a whole new component to Media Talk 101, and that is a focus on content production, godly content production using biblical principles. And once again, our motto is teaching media discernment in the light of following Christ. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit, right, because I'm going to ask you a question, and you should, hopefully you know the answer. You know, we'll see what good of a disciple you are here. So, I want you to give me a simple definition for this phrase, media literacy. What is a simple definition of media literacy?
Just understanding that media has a message and that it has an impact on our lives, and just being aware of that.
That's good. Very good. You know, and that's one of the things. You know, media literacy is required to be taught in a lot of public schools today, and of course, they're not teaching it from a biblical worldview, but it's one of those things that even a non-Christian, at least some, would recognize that, you know, media is not neutral, and so there is where we would be in agreement with a lot of people that aren't even Christian, who understand the impact of media. There's no such thing as neutral media. It all has a message. But in the subject of media literacy, which is what we would call media discernment, media literacy, when it is generally taught, is taught from both sides of this coin. It's taught from that of a consumer, but it's also taught in that from a producer. Because a lot of the things, you know, if I am encouraging people to say, hey, here are some concerns, these are some things where you need to guard your heart, guard your mind, guard your family, from certain content issues and messages that have an impact and a negative impact. And so you're exhorting, encouraging, admonishing people to use discernment. Well, you know, those same concerns would apply to the producer of that media. Mm-hmm. If these are things that people shouldn't be consuming, then certainly as Christians, they shouldn't be things that we should be producing either. So that's where media literacy, you know, it goes both ways. And so getting back to your question, how does this fit in with Media Talk 101? It fits in very well. You know, it's very much a part of what we're about. It's just a different, it's just a newer audience that we generally haven't spent as much time speaking to. But as I mentioned, in the past couple of years, that's been changing. You know, and the Lord's been given us more of an opportunity as a ministry to reach out to that that content creating, Christian content creating community. And that's not just in regard to film. You know, that film is only one aspect. You know, there's radio drama, there's building websites, there's writing books, there's producing music, there's all sorts of things that we could talk about. But in this case, you know, I've been involved with this independent Christian filmmaking community, and I've grown to love them dearly. And this is one way that we feel we can serve the body of Christ.
Okay, now, Philip, I know that you've been talking about adding this component to Media Talk 101 for quite some time now. So what led you in this direction at this time?
Well, you know, many of those who are have been involved in the San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival and Academy would know that that this year there was a surprise announcement that we weren't expecting, and that was the postponement of the 2014 San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival. Mm-hmm. Now, this was something that we were excited about. We were going to be submitting up to four different projects to that, because mm-hmm. once again, I've been an enthusiastic supporter of what they've been doing. I've been a contributor. You know, we have projects in that festival the last 2 years. In fact, Captivated was our first official project to have in the film festival. And last year we had a promotional video that also won an award for best promotional video. So this was something that I'm very, very enthusiastic about, as are many people. So, you know, to have that announcement that it was all of a sudden postponed, and this was about a week before the deadline of submissions, it was, you know, I think there was kind of an epic communal groan, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh no, just really, oh, that's so, it's very disappointing. And that's, I would have to say, honestly, that's when I first thought, wow, you know, I wonder if this might not be the best time for Media Talk 101 to step up, because this is something we've been talking about. This is something that we've been hoping to get more involved in, and this might be a good way to serve this community at this time of need. And so that's really what got the ball rolling. And so, yeah, so that's kind of along the line of the timing. You know, I have friends and acquaintances that have been working on projects. In fact, my own family, we were working on another project this year as a family. And you put a lot of time, you put a lot of energy into it, and a lot, you know, just a lot of heart, sometimes a lot of money. And, you know, there's a big anticipation. And I know that to have something you're looking forward to just kind of drop out from under you, I mean, it's very, very disappointing. It says, hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. And so we wanted to make sure that hope wasn't deferred too long. Mm-hmm. You know, that there's going to be another festival, and it may not look, it's not going to look exactly like the San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival, but we're going to be reaching a similar audience, reaching out to a similar audience, and there's going to be enough that's similar, I think, for those who might be disappointed and discouraged to have some courage, mm-hmm. and to know that there's something being planned, and we hope that people will get excited about it.
Great. And I know this is probably one of the biggest questions in everybody's mind, is where is it going to be held and when do you plan on hosting okay. it?
Oh, come on. Can't you throw me a softball or something?
Well, know? I'm sure everybody's talking about it.
Yes. No, that is a valid question that people are asking. Okay. Well, you know, recently my family, we moved down to Texas from Illinois. And this is just in October we moved. Now, this has been something in the works for quite a while. And as our regular podcast listeners know, that I am serving as a co-pastor of a family integrated church in Belverde, Texas, once again, and enjoying that ministry, which has been on my heart for a long time. But I'm continuing to run Media Talk 101 from Texas. So, you know, if this had, you know, come about a year ago or a couple years ago while I was still in Illinois, likely it would be held in someplace like Chicago. But I'm down here in Texas, and New Braunfels is about, you know, 20 minutes north of San Antonio. So we're in the San Antonio region. So we do not have an exact location yet. We're looking for one even now. Mm-hmm. You know, we're trying to make sure that we find an ideal place to hold this. It's likely going to be in a large church, and it will likely be in the San Antonio or New Braunfels area. And as far as time, I'm going to go out on a limb and say our hope, and so you can quote me on that. It's not a date. It's just a hope. Our hope is to do it in the spring, because I know that there was a lot of anticipation for the festival in the spring down here. So we're trying to work hard to see that come together in the spring. And that is, once again, that is our hope.
Excellent. Now, how can people stay up to date or, you know, be informed about when you do actually come up with a time and a place and all of the other details that are involved?
Sure. There's going to be multiple, you know, answers to that. And so you can pick or choose or choose all of the above. The first thing is we're working on a website that's up and running right now. It's very basic and rudimentary. It is ChristianWorldviewFilmFestival.com. And once again, that's ChristianWorldviewFilmFestival.com. We'll provide a link in the podcast notes for that mm-hmm. as well. And right now, if you go to the site, you're not going to see much. But there is an important thing you can do there, and that is to sign up for email updates. And now this is, once again, this is a Media Talk 101 event. And so if you are a Media Talk 101 email subscriber already, you don't necessarily have to do anything. You're going to get updates from us. But we've set up a specific folder of email addresses that if you sign up on that website, it'll make sure your name goes into that Christian Worldview Film Festival list, so that we know when we have things that we're not going to send out to everybody on the list. We'll just send out to those who say, "Hey, I wanted more information about this festival. As soon as you have it, then you're going to want to sign up for that list." The other thing is that, you know, if you're not a podcast subscriber, then certainly subscribe to this podcast. This comes out weekly. And what's going to be important about that is that not only will you have some updates about the film festival, but you're going to get to know a little bit more about the heart of Media Talk 101. And I anticipate that in the coming weeks, we're going to spend some more time talking about content production and discernment, because there's going to be a whole new set of questions that come from the community of content producers. You know, filmmakers are going to be wondering about submitting their films. They're going to be wondering about criteria. They're going to be wondering on, you know, what is it that you're concerned about, or what is it that you are hoping to see. Now, you know, if you're a faithful podcast listener, you're going to know all of that. So you mm-hmm. might want to go through and listen to some of the archives. You're going to get a little bit of our heart. But also, I anticipate that we'll spend some time in the near future, talking about some of those things that we generally talk about anyway. But we're just going to shift the focus a little bit. And for those of you who are our regular podcast listeners, don't tune it out, because this is going to be things that will be right in line with what we've been sharing. Another way is if you are on Facebook. Now, You know, if you're not on Facebook, amen, we'll give you applause. We don't have clap or laughter tracks or anything like that we use this podcast. So, yeah, so we'll, so Rhett and I, let's give those applause that don't have a Facebook. Here we go. Okay, there we go. Two claps. If you're not on Facebook, amen, God bless you. And we think that's great. So we don't think everybody should be on Facebook. But if you are there also is a, you can go to Media Talk 101. You can like our page. You can go to the new Christian Worldview Film Festival page, and you can like that, and you'll get updates through either of those. So those are three ways that you can get updates. There is also, if you have questions for this podcast, you can always send your questions to podcast@mediatalk101.org. Once again, that's podcast@mediatalk101.org. That gets right to Rhett and I. And if you want to message us with questions about the film festival, you're welcome to do that. We do have an email form or a contact form on all of the sites, you know, whether it's the Christian Worldview Film Festival website or Media Talk 101 website or the Captivated the Movie website. All of those are ways that you can get in touch with us. It's pretty simple. We're pretty approachable. And the truth is, we're just kind of a plain old vanilla, you know, organization. We're actually pretty small potatoes with big hearts for God's kingdom and for his people and for reaching out to a lost world. That's who we are. And we are endeavoring to continue to serve the body of Christ. And Rhett knows, you know, we spend a lot of time in prayer. We seek the Lord. We've been spending years together praying and asking the Lord to guide us, direct us, to help us, give us wisdom. And we do believe this is one area that the Lord is directing us to step up and to serve. And so and by the way, Rhett, you know, this is going back to one of your other questions about, you know, how this fits in with Media Talk. I was thinking about this. And for those of you who are aware of our ministry, Media Talk 101, and if you're listening to this, it's probably because you're inclined to agree with us in some way or another, or you're a fan, or who knows. You know, we have some fans out there, and we're glad because, you know, not everybody gets excited about media discernment. And, you know, I've thought about for years now the possibility of trying to hold a conference, you know, holding a conference dealing with media discernment. And the reality is I don't think many people would show up, you know, not because it's not an important subject, but, you know, I don't think people really want to come to a conference where they're going to hear about, you know, the pitfalls of Facebook or, you know, why we need to scale back our media consumption. I mean, these are just not hot topics that people are clamoring to hear, you mm-hmm. know. So we tend to, you know, it's not something that I think it would be a big draw. But now, on the other hand, I do believe that there is a fair amount of enthusiasm over content production, you know, film and radio and other things that I'm excited about as well from a Christian perspective. And so I believe that holding a film festival and conference is going to have a little broader draw, and I hope we'll bring people together from all over the country. And one of the things we will be not only watching films and seeing a showcase of great edifying films made by Christian filmmakers, but we're also going to have some time to just learn about discernment. And we also hope to have some filmmaking workshops available as well. So all of those things, all of those details are going to be forthcoming. And so we want to encourage you to stay tuned for that. So what else do we have? Do we have anything else? Any other questions that I can try to answer, Rhett? Or is that?
I'm sure more will be flooding in. I think you covered a lot of the basics of it.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Rhett. You're such a helpful co-host, and you know, we kind of preempted what we plan to do today to talk about this. So join us next week If we have anything else to announce next week, we'll certainly do that. We won't spend another podcast just entirely making announcements. But Rhett and I have been talking quite a bit about some things we're concerned about in regard to just etiquette, you know, cell phone etiquette. Mm-hmm. And that led us to talking about some other subjects. And so we're really fired up to talk about a really important subjects next time in regard to just understanding the importance of the people that are right around you, as opposed to those who are distant, though you might be digitally connected to them. And so that's kind of a little teaser for next week. Thank you for taking this time to join us. We hope that you'll subscribe to our podcast and sign up for our email updates. And if you are excited about this film festival, we'd love to hear from you. You can send that through any of those websites, or you can just email us at podcast@mediatalk101.org. We'd love to hear from you. And that's it. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to the MediaTalk 101 podcast. Visit MediaTalk101.org for helpful articles, videos, and other resources. Click on the audio tab to get a free download of Philip's audiobook, What Wouldn't Jesus Do? Media Choices in the Light of Following Christ. And if you haven't seen our award-winning documentary, Captivated, Finding Freedom in a Media Captive Culture, be sure to order your copy today. Parents Television Council calls it deft and powerful, and numerous moms, dads, and pastors say it's a must-watch for every Christian family and church. If you have a question or a topic you would like to have discussed on this program, please send an email to podcast@mediatalk101.org.